Well, there's a mixed reaction to that interview today. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Brannan Lambeg. Brannan, I know you're very, very upset. Tell us why.
Well, Stephen, my two uncles were murdered by Mr. Wilson and his organisation. They don't have children or grandchildren.
But they were murdered by the organisation. We can't attribute direct blame on Jim Wilson, Brannan. But
I didn't say that. Jim Wilson is representing the Red Hand Commando. How does he think that the people who've had to live with this for 40 years, so what if he has children and grandchildren? At least him and his legs were able to have grandchildren and children. How many lives did they snuff out just purely because they were born into a different family? They weren't defending Ulster. They weren't defending the people of Northern Ireland. If they wanted to do that, they could have joined the RUC or they could have joined the army to fight terrorism. Same way as the IRA had no reason to defend the nationalist people because the SDLP could have dealt with everything that the IRA did without the violence. Loyalist paramilitaries have only ever been interested in lining their own pockets. Now, if Mr. Wilson is doing this through guilt, then he should wake up every morning with that guilt for the rest of his life.
What happened to your family, Brian?
My two uncles were murdered. They were shot dead on the Falls Road for being Catholics going to work.
And they were shot dead by the Red Hand Commando?
Yep.
And so therefore, listening to this today was very difficult
for you. It's sticking to Stephen. It's sticking to the idea that they want to legitimise themselves. How can terrorists legitimise themselves in Northern Ireland? They've caused nothing but pain, misery and mayhem for over 40 years, regardless of which side.
They would say they're in a war.
They weren't in a war. All they were doing was bloodletting. They had no reason to lift arms to defend the people of the Shankill or whatever it was. That's what the police and army were there for. These were just thugs who were basically criminals and got off on killing people.
And your two uncles, were they targeted? Not that it would...
Yeah, they were targeted. They were targeted by, let's go up the Falls Road and the first two people we see are obviously going to be Fenians, so let's kill them. And that's exactly what happened. Well, that's what happened to quite a lot of people in Northern Ireland. Didn't matter what religion they were, if they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, or they're going through the wrong area, or they got the wrong taxi or whatever.
It was clear listening to that interview today with Jim Wilson, that he was expressing some regret for things that he was involved in. Does that matter?
It's a bit late now, isn't it, Stephen? We're 20 years down the peace process. Why didn't he do it in 1998? Why didn't the rest of his cronies do it in 1998? They're talking about, oh yeah, we do all this peace stuff, we're looking after the kids of the community. How many times have you had people on your programme that have been victimised within their own community, within loyalist communities, because they've rubbed some loyalist paramilitary up the wrong way? It wasn't that long ago you had a girl on because they were on your live TV show that they were making her life misery and her family's life misery because her brother had rubbed some bottom feeder's nose the wrong way or didn't give him his due respect or didn't buy him a pint or whatever the case may be. These are not decent people. These are criminals. They've only ever been interested in lining their own pockets and getting off on killing people. That is, and I'm sorry for I'm angry. This has really upset me, Stephen, as you know. You know, and this is pathetic. This keeps getting relived and relived and relived. Likes of Mr. Wilson should melt away into the background and stop procrastinating at least once a week on your show. Because the amount of hurt that people have whenever they hear his voice because of what he is connected to, it's irresponsible.
Well, Jim Wilson would say, Brian, that he's trying to stop another new generation getting involved, that he's trying to stop it all repeating itself.
No. If the younger generation from Protestant areas are going to get involved in paramilitarism, it's because they're being enticed into it. They're not doing it for the love of their country. They're not doing it for we want to protect our kith and kin. They're being enticed into the criminality, Stephen. Mr. Wilson is not preventing anything. The people who would be preventing them getting involved in loyalist paramilitaries will be the PSNI. How can he have legitimate standing within his community saying, oh, peace is the way to go forward? Doesn't matter how many people I've been involved in the murders. Or, I've, as he said, I've ordered. That's nothing to do with him. All he's interested in is lining his pockets, just like the rest
Obviously, he would deny that, and he would say that
of course he would.
He has not done that.
Of course he would.
The Loyalist Communities Council has issued a statement in which they've said it's been many years since the Royal Hand Commando, the Red Hand Commando, was engaged in violent or criminal activity. Its leaders and members have supported the peace process and have led many initiatives to regenerate deprived Loyalist areas and promote Loyalist and Unionist heritage and culture.
Here we go again. We go down the old list. We're not fighting the battle now to protect our areas. Now we're fighting the battle to protect our culture and heritage. Will they get a life? Just get off the stage. You know, exit left. They're not wanted anymore by the majority of people in Northern Ireland. Just because they have their little enclaves and they control them and people are scared to say anything because they have to live under their jackboot doesn't mean to say that they're right and they're stand-up citizens, Stephen.
Jim Wilson got 40-odd minutes this morning. What do you say on behalf of your two uncles who were shot dead by the Royal Red Hand Commando?
Mr. Wilson and his kin should just walk away and stop going into the limelight, because every time he opens his mouth and he represents that organisation, he brings hurt upon innocent victims who are still hurting after 20, 30, 40 years of their activities. They should be ashamed of themselves. He should look at his children and his grandchildren and have nothing but sorrow in his heart for what he and his kith and kin have done. And he should reflect on that. No doubt he'll come on and he'll procrastinate and he'll shout. And the more he shouts, the more attention he gets. He should not have the oxygen of the media, because it is doing nothing but continuously re-hurting people and families.
Brian, thank you for coming on this morning. Obviously, this is a very emotional subject this morning. We'll